du es noch.
Und sogar bei in der Frischmacht weiter, da wecke tun mal von Mosel am Reim, der ist wie Hüder, Rabba, Lebaischito, der auch Frischmacht weiter, ist Osser, ist der Osser, mit Hamel Zell, was Mutter, zwei Gruppen mit Heimai, Kalascheni, Rabba, Rabba, they hold that Mutter, zwei Gruppen mit Heimai, ist Mutter mit Hamel Zell. Das ist aber auch mal explain, das Sugya, das ist basically two different cheetahs. Halacha and the sugya of Rashi being Zani Paskins that by Klishon Makhleter it's Mutzah Kuf Mekoyim Otom Mecham Otzel. However, by Klishon Makhleter it being Zani Paskin like Rova and Rav that also Mutter Mecham Otzel. That's how he looks on the Rishonim, Rambam, Rev, Rosh, and all the Rishonim Paskin this way like Rova and Rav. By Klishon Makhleter is Mutter Mecham Otzel and Mechaber is spread that way clearly and all the Paskin that way. That's Mutter Mecham Otzel. Now, Meshach I start off with a question. It says Mechamot Zel is Mutter. What happens? Something's not Mechamot Zel. It's less than that. Loshon HaPoskim is Shloi Tzarek Klal. What's the Loshon with Shloi Tzarek Klal? So there are, in the Rishonim, the two different cheetahs. They point out, when you read Rashi, when Rashi in the Sugya, when he passes what to do, he says, V'loch Kirov, Ad Omo Adov Shmach Tzalehetzer Shoi Legamri. Rashi says Shoi Legamri, completely. What's Rashi saying Shoi Legamri? So the Medayik, Lugami means Lugami completely. Therefore, even Shlomo Tzarek Klal might is Mutter. Rashi and Bey also seem to say it that way. Second sheet of being down is sheet of Luran. He says, I think most of the Mechamot Tzeli is this question. He says, instead of Bechinam for no reason, because who moves things for no reason? But otherwise, Avada means anything you want. It's Ochre the Milsonaka. And therefore, you can move any cleat, any reason, whether Shlomo Tzarek Klal, Mechamot Tzel, whatever you want. And he ends off, Achen Kosev Haro'ah. The Ra is in Bayo, and that is based on Alice of Dusha Ra. And he writes over there also, Mechamot Tzel is Labdavka, means anything, Shloi Tzarek Klal. And the Ritva over here also brings it down. He says if the Ritva is your Ritva, bring that down from Mari for the Ra that way. And if you look in the Shulda Gebarim Ra, bring down to Rishito. It comes out the Ari Shayim, the Diakon Rashi, the portion where the Shitil Iran and the Ra, the Ri, that they hold a Maestro, that Shloi Tzarek Klal, the Klishon Makhlehti allowed to move. There's Avinezer and Shuvah, when he discusses Machlokes over here, he's basically coming from Tosis and Sukkah. Once they say Tosis and Sukkah's Mekel, they want to fakbik with him. But he ends off with Shuvah, Lamaisa, Minig Yisrael, Toru, Kidui, look around. People move things for no reason, when it's Plisha Mach Leheter, it says Minig Yisrael, Toru, Yisrael, Ami Yisrael, and the Vadi, you have what to be stemmed upon, Lamaisa, Ari Shoinim, our Christ will hold this way. And therefore, leave it as is, Minig Yisrael, those are Toru, especially in Pesach Sheni, all the Nogim we have. But that's one mile from the psak that Avnezer wants to go. The Maisa Talasheni, Roy Vishen and Roy Pleskin disagree. The first man Mokum, where they're coming from, is really the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings down the Sugya, he says the Klishon Makhleter is Mutter, right, for Chamo, and the Kremlin of Gufo, and also says Vishil Atzmoy for itself. So, the Doric of the Magi Mishnah, why say Vishil Atzmoy? Just say Shlo Tzarek Klal. But the Chosen one says, why he just took the Lashon HaShas, Lashon HaGemara, which he really didn't, he switched. The Gemara says, Mechamot Tzel, and he switched it. He says, B'shkal Atzmoy. He says, Magmish, when the words of the Ram, and the fact he says that Mutter, Targufa Mekarmei, and B'shkal Atzmoy, for the Tzarech of the Kli, means it should not get stolen or hefted. Therefore, it sounds like, Shlo Tzarech Tzel, Mice is also. Now, Baal Mechemes, by Elson Dabsam above, also the same thing. The Shulda Gebarim brings down to smack the way the Chudush of the Ram by us also, and the Ram by us the same thing. The Ritva, even though he brings down to the Rebbe who wants to make he himself as Machmer. The Machmishan, after he brings down to those who argue here, the Shach and Loshan, he says, even though the Avnezer says, Yishnal Mishmachu, the words of the Machmishan are, but Ein Lahim Amal Yishmachu. Very interesting. The Machmishan says, they don't have what to be stomach on. I guess Avnezer is playing with his words. Maisa, you don't have what to be stomach upon him. The Miri writes it by us, the Piskariyaz, the Kolboi, the Pasha, the Torah is that way. So we have numerous Yishayim, over 10 different Yishayim, who are very clear, or come out very clear, that say, Shlo Tzarek Klal, Lamaisa, give me also. Halacha Lamaisa, come on, Mechaber, the Talad, after being done, the Halacha, of Klish Mach, the Leheter, is much of the Tatsla, Filu, Tzarek, there's nothing that should happen to it. Avul, Shlo Tzarek Klal, Osko Tatsloi. Shlo Tzarek Klal, Lamaisa, also to move it. And that's how all the places, when the page girls, they're more sussing that way. The Taz, Bhagavan, don't disagree, don't even bring down Cholkim. The Mishabuah, don't bring down anyone that disagrees. And Kiddur, there's a shloch that discusses where people are initial in Yonei Shabbos, and discusses, especially in the Mukhsay, said people. He said, I'm not talking about the Shiftni, Rishayim, who move Mukhsay, don't know the halachas. I'm talking about even the Yireim, person who are Yerushimayim, they don't know, they cannot move a Klishim Lachetu, Shloy Tzor Klau. And therefore, these are Pratim people have learned to have to Mechazik himself, he goes on the shloch, we have to go to Yonim, Toymeh, they Maiso. So shloch is brought down by the Eli Rav, by the Kreshi Shabbos, the place we down the shloch, this Mechaber is a lack of idea in the Olam. Haraya, as Amnes himself says, the minute you saw Torah, the Olam seems to be a miracle. The lack of idea of a Maisa Lach among the Paisim is very clear that we go like this Mechaber. It says, Shloy Lutzar Klal, La Maisa, yeah, it's Osir. The Rav Shulchan comes along and says, the Maisa, once we have a Beis Esir, and we don't have anyone who really argues on him, the Maisa, you have to be Choshes, we have to go like this Mechaber, and Shloy Lutzar Klal, La Maisa is Osir. So again, so we have two different sheetahs over here. We have the Mahalach of Pashas Rashi and Amnes of Yishma Lisbuchu. However, again, Roy Bishayim and Paisim say the Maisa Avada B'Machma cannot move the Klish Makhetel Shloh Litzor Klal. Now, to understand what the Gedder and when to apply this Inyan, what's Pshan this Inyan, let's go look into the Makar of this Halacha. Again, I mentioned numerous Rishonim who are Maisa Machmer. One reason I left out is where they're really coming from. The Beis Yosef quotes the Mag Mishnah is coming from Rajbo Daf Mem Gimel. Coming from Rajbo Daf Mem Gimel. You look over there, what exactly the case over there is, just to be clear, because again, the dog come out from over there. The Mishnah over there says, if you have a kli, you want to put it underneath a neres to mekabel shemen. Oil is dropping out of the cup, you want to put it underneath with a plate and capture the oil. Says the Mishnah's Aser. Come on the Gemara and says, let's say you have an egg that was nailed on Shabbos, and it's nailed on Shabbos in Muksa, and you want to protect it, and you want to cover it with a plate. Says the Gemara, has machlokes, Rav Chisda says it's mutter, and the Vitik says also. So come on the Gemara and the Pasha Kasha, or the Shenmis Kasha. What is the chilek between an egg to cover it, the Maisa will be mutter, Masha Enkein, a plate to put it underneath it, will be to capture the shaman, will be also. Both of them want to say the shemen they want to protect the egg. Underneath the mice will be ulcer, and on top of the mice will be mutter. What's the difference between the two? The Gemara goes on saying, why? One's a tzelah that's mutzoi, one's a tzelah that's not mutzoi. To capture, to protect an egg, they laid eggs all the time, it's mutzoi, therefore you can protect the egg. Masha enkin, underneath the shemen, it's not a tzelah mutzoi, watch the oil drip, it's not a common place, activity, and therefore you cannot put it underneath the shemen. I come to Gemara. And the Mitzvah disagrees and says, both of them are Maisa also, but that's Maisa what it says. Come on, the Rashi says, everyone agrees when a soul is not Motzoi, the Maisa, you cannot put your plate underneath the Shemen. Why not? Maisa, why not? Why is it also for it? It's a plate. A plate allowed to move, a Kli, an equally allowed to move on Shabbos. Why if a soul is not Motzoi, the Maisa is also? So come along and says, you sir, you know why? Because you can't move a plate for no reason. You can't, it's a Kli Shemach Lehetter, you can't move for no reason. His words are, V'loi Mitzinu Mishi Hitel Atap La Tzola Shere Motzoi Fil Dvam Anitolim. Who says he can move a plate for no reason? Who says he can move a cleat for no reason? He goes on as his first malach. His second malach, he goes on saying, no, l'maiso, avadi have a reason, that's a tzolo there. He says, no, the second reason, because we talk odom bala m'moinoi, and therefore it might lead to itzo, and therefore he's going to come and do an isav itzo, therefore we're machum sivim and sugim inside of tzolo. There's two malachim among the sugya. One reason he says, l'maiso, why is it also for? Because he came with a plate for no reason, even for Atzol. A second malach, he says, no, don't on a bolam, emoinai. He ends up a machmetav lebracha. This is a ma'amokim, you read the base verse, if he says, Ein Rajba Dafim Gimel, he quotes the Magamisha, the Rajba Dafim Gimel, the ma'amokim, this halacha, or they cannot move a cleat for no reason, is a case by Atzol. When you're saving oil that you might need, that's nichol, and you're moving it for no reason. That's a nichol again of a reason, that's enough of a reason, that's not a reason. That's the Rajbah, the Rambam within the Muhammad says the same Yisoid. Same point as we have to Malcolm also. Now, that's the Rajbah, that's the Maramokum. Come along those, of the Aruch Shulchan says, your Maramokum is your Rajbah, but all Maramokum is to bring. We list 10 Rishonim, who are Kamam Aforish that way, the Maisa that it can be also Slow Tzorek Lal. And your Maramokum is the Rajbah, who by has two Malcolm and ends up a Machmetel Abrocho. The Moshi is being this topic, and your Maramokum is the Rajbah. Void, you want that Mesa Faket, the Rajbah is even Makel, the Shalosh is the Rajbah now, so he's being Makel. So then she can have all the Maramakim, the place can have to bring this Hillet, Hiddish, Tosha Klal, can be also come from Rajbah, which Rajbah himself is a Mesopic, ends up a Machmetov Lebracha. So the Archashokan says, what means Mestapic, or Mesa Faket, he's being Makel. So before, just shat where they're coming from this Rashba. He's saying the Be'etzim over here, Maisa do not tell. He's saying the Shemen. It's not Motzi. He has two Durachim, the Maisa, Sokol So. If you are saying something, maybe it's nothing to get upset. But the Soy that he's saying, that we cannot move something for no reason, that's before the Rashba. Just to apply that Yisoy to Mekabel Shemen, that's what he has to Malchum, but Machmetav Labracha. But again, the Yisoy, the Vada, he's saying, you cannot, we don't, Loi Matinik move something for no reason. By Tzela, that's a Chiddush already. That's why he's mistopping his two Malchum. That's the Yisoy of the Rashba. The Rashba is saying, you cannot take a plate and move it for the Maisa for no reason. By Tzela, Tzela, that's not Motzi, that he has two sides for it. And that's my Malchum where the Beis Yosef is coming from. Now, the Makoros among the Sugyas, we have different Rayas, different Makoros they're coming from. Again, we'll lead to what the get of this Indian is. There are three Gemaras they're coming from, and they're coming from two Lashonos of the Gemara. There are three Gemaras. One Gemara is by the case of the Ran is saying, I'll bring a Raya, from the case of Konam by us, the case of Konam. According to if the Gemara says, Ravo, is a cliche from the Lahat. The case is you want to put it by the Lechma Ponim, you choose, you want to take it out on Shabbos and switch the lechem pomes, switch sticks. You must have no take out the stick Erev Shabbos and put them in Moshe Shabbos. Direct the Ram Lamaiso, you want to do it right now. Why is Nichol in the get of Klish Machlechel should be Mutter? Says Iran, we see over here a Raya Bruro that Klish Machlechel had to explore to our Karl Lamaiso also. Well, it's a little bit Mishum Eufush of a high port, Lame Ofush, not Nichol in get of Tzorach, and therefore it's going to be also. So we have one Maram Mokum, one Gemara says, clear right for the Gemara. The Ran says, if your gear says Rava and Tumak Klisha Malachto Lahet and Rava holds Klisha Malachto is Mutter, even for everything, even Mechamel itself, El Maisa Chokol is also. However, they do point out, we have the gear like the Rajbez and the Ritva and others, the gear is Rava and Rava holds Mechamel itself is also. So you will have no right from the Gemara. But Maisa, the gear is Rava, which the Ran says that is the gear. So we have Raya proof in the case of Konim that Mechamel itself, the Maisa will be, that Soy Chokol the Maisa is also. Case of Konim, that's one Raya. The second more Araya is that the Sharitzin that we mentioned last time, but the case of Makolos, the case of Makolos Rashi writes is a Klisha Malachtel Heter. What was the Blaza says that on when it's cold in the week, they would take sticks and hang them from each other's shoulders, hang the animal and skin the animal. Ashek and Shabbos was ever Pesach Chalias for Shabbos, so take the arm and stick them out one from another, hang the animals from the arms, and then they would not be able to move the sticks. Now the sticks are Klisha Malachtel Heter. Why might say, can you not move it? Why can't you move it? So the Kamalog Elamai must be that Elamai is the we see from over here, that even the case with Nichol Gedosh Loi Tzorech Bal, since you have another option, not using your sticks, you can use your hand. Since you have another option, therefore, it's also doing on Shabbos. That's the second where they come from. Now, they do point out, was the Rambam? We're just building where we're coming to the Raya, and we'll get together. They do point out, Maisa, the Rambam was healed. They point out that by go back to the case of Konim, Maisa, they won't say that if the Gersa is Rabbi, you have no right in the case of Konim. But Maisa, the Rambam, number one, he passed like Rava, Klishum Lach, the Heter is Mutter, Mechamel itself. Number two, he passed by Konim, it's Osir. Number three is after the Gzero. So we see clear from the Rambam, from the case of Konim, Rambam also has to hold that Klishum Lach, so it's our clause, is going to be Osir. A third mother coming from, we just mentioned the Rajma, as well, Atzala Motzoi, the Rajma say, it's Nichol and Gedosh Loi Tzorech Bal. So we have three Gemaras they're coming from, either the case of Konim, or the case of Makolos, or the case of Atzala, that is not Motzoi. Those are three Gemaras. They're coming from two Lashonos upon the Gemara, one the Chiddush L'Ran, one by the Magen Mishnah, and you read the going slowly, he really points out the two different Lashonos among the Gemara, brings down both Lashonos. One is the fact the Gemara says, Atiru v'chozi v'atiru v'chozi v'atiru three times, and it does not end off Betiu Legamri, it ends off the what was Mutter, only Mechamel itself, not say Shloi Tzorech Klal. It only end off Mechamel itself, and does not matter more than that. Since it already was Osan, only matter Mechamel itself, so less than that, they weren't matter. So the Lashon of the Gemara comes along with the Chiddush L'Ran and says, V'chaz Betiu, and the matter what Mechamel itself, v'zehu, it stopped, so it must be that less than that, they weren't matter. You can only take as far they're matter, because it started off with an Isser, and whatever they're matter, they're matter. The way the Magen Mishnah says, let's be Madai, the Gemara on Kuvchov, Dala, the Gemara over there said, what's Peshat in the Mishnah, slow the Tzorech Klal? A Bayit who holds that Klisha Malachta Leheter is Osir, may Chamasel, it says, slow the Tzorech Klal in the Mishnah, what does that mean? It means Tzorech Mekoimli. Rava says, no, what's slow the Tzorech Klal in the Mishnah mean? He says, he ends off, it means Mechamletzel. What end off means Mechamletzel? It means slow the Tzorech Klal. The Mishnah says, slow the Tzorech Klal. Kama Rava, I'll explain to you what it means. You know what it means? It means Mechamel Etzel. If Lo Yichalas HaKlal is Mutter, let's bring it right. So let Rava say, you know what the Mishnah means? It means Shlosh HaKlal. That's what Mishnah means. Elamai, come along the Magen Mishnah. We're going to get Mishnah down. It's Meduik, the fact that Rava also has the same Shan Mishnah. When it says the Kuf HaDal, Shlosh HaKlal, it means that's Mechamel Etzel, unless that Lomai Sabi Yotzer. So again, so we have three Mekoris and Shas that come from Kona Makolis and from Matzola. That's not Motzai. And two diukim from the Lashonis, from the Gemara Kuf of Gimel and Beis, the Gemara Kuf of Dalet. Now, based upon these Mekoris, the Maisa, what is the Gedder? What's this Gedder? So Olam, it's much easier to go with Malach with Aruch HaShulchan, since Olam knows it. He starts off saying, what's the Lord of Tzarek Klal? He moves something for no reason. He moves something for no reason. He says, who moves something for no reason? If you choose to go do it, Olam, you must be, you have a reason. Must be, you have a reason, because you choose to do it. The word Shlodot HaKlal, he says, must be his words are mitzasek ba'almo. The passion's words are chashulchan, and it's time he's spacing out. You're talking to somebody, and you're moving a chair back and forth, playing with stuff, moving things. It's time spacing out. That's nichon together of Shlodot HaKlal. Otherwise, he says, it's nichon tzarech. You want to move it. Why? Because you enjoy moving it for whatever reason. Any time you choose to do something, that's nichon tzarech already. So tell him, I was together Shlodot HaKlal, being mitzasek, spacing out. You have no need for it. Mincha Shabbos has the same lashon. Anytime you try to do, you want to do it. That's your desire. That's nifl get tzarech. The chaznish and ma'is ish and chelik beis. Shemilu etzino shel adam gam zeh havitzarech. Your desire is nifl get tzarech. The shmir Shabbos brings down lalach ma'is aruch hashulchan. Drop different, but brings down aruch hashulchan. And the simcha bonim goes with aruch hashulchan. And this getter is what being misastic, spacing out. That's iser. Now go this getter. It's very simple. Shabbos cool. Klish machad. But you can move it whenever you choose to move it. Otherwise, you can't. Otherwise, spacing out, you can't. Now, if that's the get, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a pella. First of all, we start off with Makoris. First of all, what's the Makoris? Makoris, Kodam, Makolois, and Matzolo. The Aruch HaShulchan says, when you choose to go do it, that's your tzarech, it's not nichol and shlo, the tzarech klal. Konim, you choose to go take the sticks and point between the lechem upon them, and still, the right of the world around the thing, no, it's shlo, the tzarech klal. Get to Makolois, sticks from your shoulders, you're choosing to put on your shoulders. Slow the tzarek klal. Aftolah, say to Shemin. No, Dr. Rajbo, slow the tzarek klal. The makoimis that were coming from the Gemara, that are coming from, is Mamash Apelah, the Maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan. How in the world can you say that? So just to answer the Aruch HaShulchan per se, if you know his Mahalach, his Gang, he over here, Gandhi says, Rajbi says, no, right, Rajbi is in the Sopik. Gandhi says, the Ran, brings down to the Moshainas, he says, the Ramam is no Dirk, because the Ramam is better calling Lashon Gemara, Gami Dosen. So if he writes numerous times in different places that we cannot go against the Shulchan Aruch, we can't go against the Mechaber, it's been a Shemayim, it's Ruach HaKodesh, but whatever he says, we have to be Mechabel. So the way that the Aruch HaShulchan went, if his Derech HaMsak is brought down by Mekar Baruch, Tarat Shmima, and others, like really Chaim Voloshin has his HaMsak that's brought down in different Svarim, that whenever it says the Shulchan Aruch, we can't go against. Now, Mitzad HaLach Aruch HaShulchan Batim would argue, because he said the Mekar is not true, there's no Raj, there's no Rambam, there's no Ram. There's no dick in the Gemara. It's not masking. What can I do? He himself writes, I can't go against the Beis Yosef. Who has the correct go against the Beis Yosef? If I somehow can fit in my halacha into his words, I don't care about the Makaris. I just had a problem with the words, because he says his words, I can't go against the words. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan's Gang, again, the Tarkimah writes, as long as he can fit himself with the words, he's beside it with that. So the Shlosh HaKlal, spacing God's not Shlosh HaKlal. Otherwise, anytime it's definitely get upset, it's mutter. That's kind of his mahalach. It's not really shver on him. They like isking on him. But that's his mahalach. You learn the Aruch HaShulchan. But ma'aseh us, for the Chura, it's awesome. Chiddush Aruch HaShulchan. But ma'aseh, you want to come from the Kairos, you want to come from the Halacha, you want to come from the Rashba, the Ran, the Rambam. They're coming from Ikkim, from Kodam, Makolos, Atzolah. Those cases are nichol and Chura nichol and Shlosh HaKlal. Not like Chura the Aruch HaShulchan. Void, what's the reason for this Indian Kimel Chazal and says Shlosh HaKlal ma'aseh osar? What's the reason for it? To the chayotim, you know why? It's a tirchi yisayu. It's a big tirch over here. Therefore, the chazal asks the relatives to start moving things from place to place, schlep things around. It's tirchi yisayu. Now, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, why is it also? He says why? It's also in the case only when you're spacing out, you're moving things. And I don't think there's nothing to get of tirchi yisayu. So the whole tam of the iser, saying the chayotim, is why? Because you start moving your piano klish makla iser, but you start moving a bookcase one place another, the tirchi yisayu. That's the side of the Isser. So the side of the Isser, according to the Chayyadim, is also the case when you go choose to do it, still will be also. Why there's Miri in the sugya? The Miri says, let's say you have a beged in the sun, and they want to move it out of the sun. It says, words are, since it's not going to be that much ruined, kokach, by the sun, therefore you can't move it in. In this case, you're choosing to move the beged in, not going to get ruined that much. You get a little bit heated, a little bit worn out, a little bit, not that much, you can't move it in. So you see, the Miri again is not like the Arkel Shulchan. There's a prima godim. He says, not enough. We'll get to the getter. First, we'll knock you away the Arkel Shulchan. Then we'll get to the, what is the getter. Again, the Akshul Lohar, he has his malach why he did it for. But us, who comes from the Makaris, is very sure that Akshul Lohar. Look for the Shemir Shabbos and the Simcha Bonim. But Maisa, it's a pillow. The Simcha Bonim's right for the Rajbah is also a pillow. He has a right for the But the another right I discussed is by a mace that's Mutl Bechamo. The locker you can put a kicker, a tinnik on top of it. It says in Mogarvam, even a klisha malach leheter, you can put on top of it and move it. You want to move a the mace from the sun inside. You want one way of doing it is take a klishim lachta and put it on top of it. Take a shirt, put it on top of it. That's what Magarvam says. Come on, the Pima Godim says, I shloi litzor klal. Why is the motto for shloi litzor klal? Where I'm choosing to go take a klishim lachta, put it on top of the mace, move the mace inside. Correct, Pima Godim, it's shloi litzor klal. Pima Godim against our chashulchan also. I'm choosing to go do it. Shloi litzor klal. Fine, you have to answer why is nichol get him sorry. Maybe Nichol isn't Nichol, he blabs Tarachin. For those who want to answer, the Neitzin says that Nechalami wants to tie. In the case of the Mogarvam, talking about Eichlim or Kisakaydish, or things that are not Nichol, it's Isser Shloi Tarachal. Also, Mechidish, we see the people got him also understood Shloi Tarachal, even when he chooses to go do it. There's a Goyes Amak on the side of the Rambam Arishan, and he writes, he discusses, the Gemara has a question according to Nechem, how in the world to clean up the table on Shabbos? Who has to come up to Graf Shari'i? She says, what are you asking for on the chemi? Let's ask upon us. What's the tzarech to clean up your table on Shabbos? That's nipple to get a tzarech. Then you want to take away your pots and pans and your plates. Fine, but tzarechin. But also, you're going to go choose to do that. That's shlo tzarech klal. Another right against the Aruch HaShulchan. Nochem HaMachim against Aruch HaShulchan, the Chavisir. He's discussing, a guy got a brand new candelabra and he wants to show it off to somebody. Klisha Mach Tlatu. Or make it practical. Some of the album. His album of Klisha Mach Tlatu last show to people on Shabbos. I'm thinking about if you make them. But Hila Maisi wants to say Tzarechin. You can't show albums to Tzarech, show albums, pictures to people on Shabbos. The Tzarech to show people nice candelabra, a nice show for your jewelry on Shabbos, and definitely get a Tzarech. And again, you're going to go choose to do that. You're choosing to go do that. It says in the Kachayim, that's definitely get a Tzarech. Or like Lisha Makhila Heter. Well, so Maisi, all these Makaris over here, again, from the Makaris of the Sugyas, Makaris of the Polishka, the Miri, from Golem Chayotim, Kachayim, we see clearly that the place we're going to get her. It's not like the Arkel Shulchan that he's saying when you choose to go do it, it's Nichol and a get of Tzarech. Even when you choose to go do it, it's Nichol and a get of Shloi Tzarech. That's clear. Not like the Arkel Shulchan. Now the question is, what is a getter? What is a getter with my son? Just first, Shlomo Zalman and Shulchan Shlomo Aram and Beis, I can just end off with what he says. His words are, any day I get a shoshlo litzarech klal. He Maisa says he doesn't know what the getter is. So if he doesn't know, how is he supposed to exactly know? Well, let's go through different cases the Pesach do discuss from Zalman with Shulchan Shlomo. Well, Maisa goes through different cases that the Pesach do discuss. Now, one case is discussed, let's say for nerves, you have to move things and move things around. Play with them because you're a nervous person, calms you down, and you have this tendency that you have to move things to calm your nerves down. Is that nothing to get absurd? So, Mashiach Shlomo Zalman wrote down in the Shulchan Shlomo, he said Tzarechin, he's not exactly sure. The getter has to be a Tzarech toy. We think it's not like the Aruch Shulchan, you're choosing to go do it is enough. We see from the place when the getter is a good Tzarech. Now the question, what defines a good Tzarech? Shlomo Zalman says, calm yourself down, he's not exactly sure. The Be'em Moshe and the Oznidru, the Maisa, they write clearly, Avada is going to be Mutter. Why? Because Maisa, calm yourself down, there's nothing to get a Tzarech. Avada itself says, Avada that's also. There's nothing to get a Tzarech, though. Be calm, who has to move things to calm yourself down. But again, they're arguing, what is this get of Tzarech Toiv El Maisa we need by Klishim Malach Tulehetter? Another case, let's say your house is not too misudar. You want to massage your house, but don't organize it to make it look nice, your house. Make it no misudar, nice, and cover Shabbos. That El Maisa can look with Benesh Chai, and our Fashulchan is clear, but Paisim say, the Sham Yonis, and that's Nichol and Tzarech Toiv. The Gam Sham Yosef in the Chelik Aleph says you want an Asur in the Chelik Aleph because he says, look at all the Makaris that come from, that you're hanging the poles from your hand, from your animal from your shoulder, And Maisa, that's not nechel gedar tzarech, cleaning up your house, it's nechel gedar tzarech. But the chel gimel says, avada is mekel. Why? Because the place gimel is not mekel. That's the only reason why he's mekel. What avada? Cleaning up your house to be noise, Maisa, avada is to be mutter. However, let's say it's time you want to clean up the house. Not lekom Shabbos, not to be noise, not mesedar, because you know, so my husband comes home from shul, has some time, let's clean up the house. It's time is noise. And Batsman doesn't bother me one way or the other. So you're my brom, Isim Chaim Kinevsky, also. My brother himself passed away. It's also, you know what? Because that's not tzarech toiv. You still want to clean up because you know what? The half time, let's clean up. Where's the tzarech for that? Where's the good for that? To be noil, mesudar, lekovet Shabbos, fine, that's tzarech. But still want to clean up because you have time and let's be mesad the things. That's not nichol get of tzarech. People who naturally move things on the table, also, is that nichol get of tzarech? So the Beit Hashem is very clear, right? It's time you're moving things on the table. That's your natural instinct to do. That's not nechum to get a tzaruch. Pashas are for shulchan to be misastik v'chol be otzer. And there are those who go that way, for Yitzchok, Yafi Yosef, and others. It might be interesting that by cleaning up your house, Chaim Kanievsky says, not nechum to get a tzaruch. He says, however, you plant your things and on the table, that he says, nechum to get a tzaruch. It's a svarach, it's what a person would think, at least I would think. But that, again, I would think that cleaning up your house is nichol and get a tzarech, and stop playing on the table is not nichol and get a tzarech. And the Yom HaRavom said, Yitzchak Chaim Kanievsky said, Mamash Bakert. So, since those are the Gdarim, I'll end up again with Shlomo Zalman. Shloy, any day I get a Shlomo Shlomo Tzarech Baal. But it's clear that you do need a tzarech toiv. Avad the stam that you choose to go do is not nichol and get a tzarech. Avad you need a tzarech toiv. How far to take it? Again, we see that those who are saying, how can clean up a table at all? But it's a mark. How can you show your candelabras to people? How can you move a mason side? We see the Pima Gonim, that's maybe not nichol to get out of Tzarech. They've liked Tzarechian. So we see from there, Emperor Makoris, Makoris, Konim, and Asalafut, you need a Tzarech, Tayyip. What exactly defines out Yesh Lodin, I'm not exactly sure. No, we'll leave it, we'll get that. Another question, nichol in the ghetto, of what is nichol in the concept of Tzarech? Is something, let's say, you need for after Shabbos, is that nichol together of tzarech? Come on with Taz, and Taz is discussing how can a person walk around with sakina, his pocket knife on Shabbos, maestro, be metalful, shlo tzarech well. And with Taz, you know what, because you might need it by the end of Shabbos. You might need it, you probably need it. And since it's after, you might need it on Shabbos. What? You said, Mr. Abel, you will need it. What happens if you know for sure you will not need it on Shabbos? A lot of people go around with sakinim. Say the matzah shekel on the taz, same Shabbos taz. Let's say you know 100% you not need it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to move it. Even though you need it for sure on Motzei Shabbos. Send it to the sugya by a chonah, by washing dishes. You know for sure you need it for Motzei Shabbos, but not for Shabbos. You're even Isser. What the Isser? Not mitzah the Isser of a chonah. It's not Isser tiltul. There's an Isser tiltul, you do not need it at all on Shabbos. That's what the matzah shekel says. The tshuva by the alokhic tannis. Before the Matzah Shekel, we're discussing when Moshe Shabbos came out on Tishba came out on Moshe Shabbos. Can you move the safsalim, the benches in the shul, and put the mats on the floor? It says besides the problem of Chonah, there's not a problem. You've metalkel mokso, safsalim, maestro, the reitim, the furniture, maestro is plishim lach letter. We're moving it to Moshe Shabbos. That's nuchel negedav shlod tzarech klal. The tzarech has to be dafka on Shabbos. Has to be dafka the use on Shabbos. Or might be like the Taz said, you might need it for Shabbos. Ulay need it for Shabbos. However, the fact you know for sure you don't need it for Shabbos, only for Moshe Shabbos, that's Shlod the Tzarek Baal. That's how the Nezi Sol, Paskin, the Ben Ishchai, another place in the Bingnam is in of Acha Shabbos, Maisel Gabi Yosser. But what is Eichlin? Eichlin won't be in Yosser, because that's not Nichol Shlod the Tzarek Baal. Whatever is Nichol is... You're going to read Tim on benches in the shul. No, the Taz has gone with Sakinah. That means we'll get back to the Taz, right? That's what we point out the Taz, not like the Shulchan Aruch. That's some side point to us. Fine, so Maisa comes out that if you know you don't need it, so the question is if so, how can a person take a key from Motzei Shabbos when he leaves his house, going to Shal Shudah, is going to wherever, he wants to come back for Motzei Shabbos to use the key to his house, how in the world can he go do that? After Chono, you'll be making wise, you can't place activity, or whatever else you want to use, Mitzad HaChono, we'll have to learn the Chono. Let's say, not Mitzad HaChono, we'll have to tell Tumukso, the Shalosh Klal. Poor shatters, and there's the Ish Lavam, the Bachach of the sign, brings down the Tshuva Beis Yehuda that's discussing, and again, Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos, so people make matzahs on Leil HaSeder, so the loch is you have to have the water left overnight, it cannot be in the bar, has to cool down. So the loch in Tufnan, hey, is that you have to draw the water Erev Shabbos. Draw the water Erev Shabbos, leave it overnight. Now you left overnight, the next morning it's the thing of the sun, it's going to heat up the water. So it says the Beis Yehuda, the Mat Yehuda, they move it inside, they only eat from Motzei Shabbos. Says the Beis Yehuda, Meister Alshloi the Tzarek, Balde the Tzarek, Mitzad Motzei Shabbos. Fine, Mitzad Achono, he gets the Vav Mitzad Achono. So he's saying clearly that Mitzad Motzei Shabbos is Motzei. That's brought down again by the Eshel Avram, the Bochach over here, the Kavachayim. The same Kavachayim brings down the Matzah Shekel, that to be Machmer, you only need from Motzei Shabbos. The same Kavachayim brings down the Beis Yehuda, if I water the Meister, you can't be Mekel. The same, what's the theory of Nehem Bey, what Poshup Shad is, it really depends on the case. If you cannot do a Motzei Shabbos, like bringing the water, if you don't do it on Shabbos, and you end up doing Motzei Shabbos, you really get ruined the water. You have no option, you have to on Shabbos, or on the Chutz Tzarek, Mitzad Shabbos Shabbos. In the case of moving the benches for the shul for Tisha B'Av, you have an option to do a Motzei Shabbos. You have an option. That's Nichlus for the Tzarek Kral. The Taz case is, why bring the knife around out all day? Because maybe near the end of the day. At the end of the day, when you need it, go get the knife then. So that means if you're going to someplace Shal Shudas and you want to come back at night and need the key, so Vadi, take the key now. Like, take the water inside. If there's no option, you take the key. But let's say you have an option. You're still around. You want to take the key now, take the key Motzei Shabbos. Take the key now, look, will be awesome. It's a muksa. For example, you want to hold the talis, you want to hold on Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Let's assume a talis won't have the head to Voichlim. Can you fold it on Shabbos? You have nothing by Mitzat Toto Muxa. Because you have two options. If you cannot do a Motzei Shabbos, it'll be a problem, it'll get ruined by the time it gets Motzei Shabbos, it's crushed up already. Fine, you can do it on Shabbos. You have no option, it's going to get ruined. But let's say you have an option when to fold it. You have a schut for the Bayav HaKono. Your problem with Toto Muxa before it's a Taz that way. Taz the only thing, why is it Motzei? Because you need it on Shabbos. You don't need it on Shabbos. It's Nichol and Shlod Tzarek Klal. No, Taz says maybe. If you know you might need it on Shabbos, about it's mutter. If you know you don't need it on Shabbos for sure, then according to Taz, we also mitzvah tel tamukser mitzvah chonam shomaz nam says mutter. Yeah, well, no, it's taking it. Sorry. Oh, fine. Mukser, you have to go through the common mukser. You have to always realize every time you do something for Shabbos, there's two sugyas you have to go through. The suga of Tilta Muxa, the suga of Mitzad Achono. Yes, it has to. Yes, it's not. It's Nichol Mitzema. You don't say Mitzad Achono, you don't say Mitzad Achono. You say, because that's Nichol Get Abzorach. That's what he writes in the Beis Yehuda. That's Nichol. We trash him down, it's Nichol Get Abzorach. Not Nichol Mitzema. It's not Nichol and Shlod Tzorach, Bob. You want after bringing keys from our Shabbos? I'll let you be math. I think it's a chilish. I think if you need to, we don't need. I think the Taz, you have no right more than what the Taz says. They're coming from the Taz and the Lachy Taz. You have no more right in their case. They're only answering in the case. No, they have two. What? Because the Meister is a chiddush to answer. There's a tzarek. I have a tzarek. So the only my mokna answers the Taz. Don't say more than what it says. The Meister, I went to Reuben, I asked him of the Shabbos that everyone discussed the sugi b'chono. Had the cases. What happened to Tel Tumukso? They left out the whole sugi before Shataz. They thought maybe argue. Let's send the Taz to them. He said he doesn't know why anyone left it out. He has no idea why they left it out. Well, it should be a problem. So, and the question goes from Zalman's Mahalak said anything is commonplace activity. No problem with Tel Tumukso. Come on, every case you have, no problem with Tel Tumukso. So we wrote a letter to him, Nevin Salman. We asked him this question. He wrote back two words. Any idea? Doesn't know exactly. Echlam should be a problem. And Akhlami, this is Mr. Bruin, but Yitzchak Yikaro, he says, he writes in Shinchov Vav, by the case of Echono, he writes in Tel Tumukso, he's got to send you back to the Taz, he's got to write this problem down. So you have to realize, every time you have Echono, you have two things you have to deal with. You have to know what to do with the Al-Sugah of Tel Tumukso, and you have to know what to do with the Sugah Mitzad Echono Shavoy. Now, this, we're saying right now, what Nichol Shlo Tzai Kval, or what the Gedra is, what is Nichol in this Indian? So first, come along the Ran, very clear that he says even those who want to be machmen say shlois are klal also. However, vada oichlim navada kisve kodesh vada not nichlim chumro navada shlois are klal might still be mutter. Vada is mutter. That means you want to take your sefer from Motzei Shabbos. So if you let's say going to Meiriv and you want to take the sefer your siddur out from the bookcase, bring it to your seat before Meiriv. So mitzad tilt muksa won't be a problem. Mitzad achono says shmir Shabbos is also. Fine. So the way to do mitzvah Maariv says Shmir Shabbos, you have to say Baruch from inside before Baruch Hu. So you have mitzvah Achona and not mitzvah Toto Mokso. So every time you have to worry about two sugyas. Mitzvah Oichlin. Also, you want to take Oichlin mitzvah Mot Shabbos, mitzvah Achona you have to know mitzvah Toto Mokso. Might be a motor. Now, just the Gedor Mitzad Oichel, they point out, first of all, things that are not, that cannot be eaten on Shabbos, whether it's Tevel, something's Mechuber, that Avada won't have the head Mitzad Mok, so the place can bring down to Shabbos from God and others. Something that right now is not really to be eaten. Let's say you have to cook it, you have fish that has to be cooked. Let's say it's Yontif, you're allowed to cook it, or things that have to be cooked. In the case of Yontif, the Nichol and is it Nichol and Oichlin, or is it Nichol and Klishim Lach Lehetim? Talmud Moshe Zalman said, just like we see by Tevel and Mechuber, things that are also are not nichol v'seter, he wants to say things are not really to be eaten right now, has to be cooked, is nichol the gedder of shlod tzarechval. A nichol is chumash shlod tzarechval, a nichol on the gedder of klishim ach leheter. Therefore, based upon this, coming to the Archa says, nichol in the gedder of klishim ach leheter, whatever the gedder is, of the isr shlod tzarechval. Well, based upon this, come along to Archa Shabbos and discuss it. Let's say you have things frozen in the refrigerator, and you want to take it out, and you want to move it, shlod tzarechval. Is that nichol, just like Shlomo Zalman saying you have to prepare fish and cook it in Yontif, is nichol kli shemach leheter? Maybe everything in the refrigerator that cannot be eaten until you defrost it, also maybe is nichol kli shemach leheter, and this will have the chum of shlo tzarek well. By Michael Behemel, the Maitre Pesach can say also not nichol the gedda of a person, and also will have the chum of kli shemach leheter. That's the type of oichlim. It's like kitzah kodesh. Again, the Pesach can are very clear, the Mechab brings down the Maitre Smutr, it's nichol, that's mutl gamri. Now what's nichol in kisrei kodesh? The word of the mechaber is kisrei kodesh. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah from the Paiskim Magarbam that says all swarm that you eat. It does not mean dafke Torah. It means anything you read on Shabbos. It means any book, any secular book without getting all the shalos Yeshis, or the Torah or Kedoma. But anything you're allowed to read on Shabbos, you're allowed to move. That means avado ma'aseh ayin. Why does the mechaber say kisrei kodesh? Because you read Simon Shin Zayin over there. He discusses on Shabbos. The only thing you're allowed to read is Torah. He brings down the first sheet of other secular knowledge like math and science. He says you cannot read. Yesh Oimim says you can, but Stam Yesh Oimim Mechab Ikas Machmen. You cannot read anything but Torah on Shabbos. Therefore, exactly what you should do on Shabbos Mitzad is Shloim Tzarek Klal. So that's him to move a standard is a shaila. To move your shoes is still with a shaila. But Avada Beis Medrash moves his farm on Shabbos, that's no problem. Avada because Beis Medrash learn all day on Shabbos. That look cool. Almost Avada is Motor. The Mechab only says Kitzvei Kodesh because he holds secular knowledge. You have to be Machmen. Meister Mishnah Berurah. He brings down from the Eli Rabba, the Mi'ikah, then all secular knowledge is mutter of a year, Shemaim should be machmer in secular knowledge. Therefore, for that reason, all books are nichol together of Kisrei Kodesh. Again, we have a het of Oichlim, we have a het of Lav Dafka Kisrei Kodesh, we have a het of all books. They do discuss other cases, what happens when a Ged Kisrei Kodesh, what happens when you have a Megillah on taking it on Purim Meshulash, and Meister Chazal asked you to read the Megillah on Purim Meshulash on Shabbos. That should not be maver dal amis and shesurabim. Therefore, the shayat shuvah we have been down machlokes is it muksa on Shabbos or not? Lamaisa is not going to be gained for another 12 years. But mishavua over here and in hilkus purim and the arkashulchan lamaisa meikel once the mishavua arkashulchan meikel mikel the arkashulchan meikel is not muksa on purim mishulish. Now the main Shabbos discussed by kisrei kodesh. What's the lachos tefillin? Chaber Ramo comes from a chumash tradition. Rebunya lamaisa them meikel and they say tefillin is a category of Kisrei Kodesh, and therefore you can move to Klisha Mach Leheter, and if you let her move it. Asad HaShani, come along with Taz and the Mogavram, they'll say, they're passing clearly, but Maestro, they're mafakrikin upon the Mechaber. And they want to tie back on the Ramon, they want to tie this Nifl and Klisha Mach Leheter. Nifl and Klisha Mach Leheter. So we have Abolid HaPoyskim, what's the Lachal case of Tefillin? Klisha Mach Leheter, we mutter only may Chabar Guru Mechaymoy. What? No, I said Klish Mach Leheter. Okay, not Kisrei Kodesh. Klish Mach Leheter. Now, so again, we have Machlokes HaPoskim. Now, L'loch L'maisa, it's very clear all the Poskim, all like the Mishnah Berurah, where it says over here in Simon Lamed Aleph, that B'etzem we should be Machmer, like the Taz, like the Magar Avraham, and therefore, Api Cheshbon, if you're going to be Machmer, what happens if it's on the floor, Mutul B'mazayim, the Chur Api Cheshbon be Machmer, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, for this, we Samech on the Ramah Shita, the Beis Yosef Shita, and give a gedder of klishim lach leheter, and therefore avada is on the floor, avada you pick it up, there's multiple design, the spade gets stolen by goyim, avada will make a simch upon the Ramah Shita. However, without that, Samazai will give it the gedder of klishim lach leheter. And they do ask on tefillin, the way out of the place of Shabbat is the kasha, why is not chasarin kiss? Now, just the way how he asks the kasha, he says, once we had the Mogel Avraham and Taz, that says the gedder klishim lach leheter, now his sheet is that only time chasarin kiss is shaykh by klishim lach leheter. Therefore, I have a kasha according to Mogavam Taz not be chasarin kiss, because he's only asking once out of Mogavam Taz I have a kasha. It went to Ramah, it's not a problem. Why? Because there is no what? Tosfos to Shabbos. The Shabbos, all the Malachim bring down 200 years ago. He's discussing once a Kli Shem Lach L'Isser, and the Ghetto Ksarim Kis is Kli Shem Lach L'Isser, has to be, now why is not Ksarim Kis? Well, that's how he uses Kasha. And the Maaseh, his terrors, he discusses that once he has a Maila of Kis V'Kodesh, therefore we'll give the Chumah of Ksarim Kis, that's his terrors. Or others, some Zam would say, because maybe you'll wear it, or Mitzad Shmiro, even Svar is why Maaseh not Ksarim Kis. We'll leave it as far as the Svarim did not give a get a Ksarim Kis. The Maaseh are not really much of an Afkamino. I mean, not really that much, because anyway, Meshavua Paskin, Klish Makhla Issa, and Bemokim Bezoyin, you can bring it inside. And Maaseh Paskin discussed why not Ksarim Kis. Of course, there's also a second question that Paskin discussed. The Menorah Torah, live the times of Kiva Egit, he would not bring it down, discusses why it's not Ksarim Kis. But why is it not Klish Makhla Issa, Shein Ba Yishtamshis of Heter? And Shvi Mutter, Shvi Osem, it's out of the Muxa Makhla's Gufa, it's an Evan, it's a Rakhan Shabbos. So those are really two kashas they discussed by Tfilin. You have two problems over here. Why is it not Ksarim Kis? And why is it not Nichol and Kli Shem Lach L'Isser, Shein Bo Yishtamshis of Heter? Nothing else to do with it, because no one will use it for anything else. But no, Bezmanenu, no one will do it for Shmira. In those days, fine. But us, it's B'Yirak. And against me and you, why do we have these two shalos over here? Fine, these are kashas again, a lot of Torah on it, but the Lacha is clear, the punishment did not chish of these two in Yonim. They come out, the Baal Mokim Bezoyin of Vadi can move it inside. This is a Maisha Hoyo, the Oilam brings down, just a cute story, that the Chaim, some of with the Chaznish, Chaim Vnievsky, the Chaznish, there's tefillin on the floor, so the Chaznish told the Chaim to pick it up and sit in the place where the tefillin is. Well, I can then Nichol get it from a Kaimai, he said where the tefillin is, and therefore, even according to Mishnah, will be Veseder. Now they're all being down to you from the story, what exactly happened, so what's he say, why is he coming to Machmer for, why is the Nichol Tzach Mekhaim, he has 10 places to sit, he's sitting right down where the film is because he wants to sit, Mekhaim himself thinking he wants to sit on the floor, not in the Nikah, it's only around Baalmo, fine, but Maisa was on the floor. That was wearing it, no? Pick him to wear it. But
I don't know.
That's a Maisha Oyo that Chaznish told him, Chaim, sit down in the place, pick up the tefillin, sit down in the place. Fine, so the Maisha, that means that Kitakodish and Oyo, Maisha, those things for Ikka are not Nichol in this category of Plisha Malach Kalaheta, and the Nichol in a separate category is Mutter totally. Now, once these things like Oikum and Kitzvah Kodesh come on the place and discuss what else is Nichol in that, again, the two levels here. There's a level of Lishon Mach Leheter, the level that's not Mux Lagamri. Come on the place and discuss what happens that there are other cases. What is Nichol in the Heter Lagamri? What is Nichol in the category of Lishon Mach Leheter? Come on the place and discuss what happens to all utensils you have on your table. The Mamokim that comes from the Mishnah Berurah, when he discusses the Zinyan, brings down that just like the Kisra Kodesh from Maaseh is going to be Mutter, I feel it's called Tzarklal. He said, Behudin Kaisis Vikoris, Shluchos, the Sakitra Gabba Shulchon, War, the Tod, the Dir, and the Tashmish, there was Nachal upon a Torah Smuk Tzarklal. It's like Oichum and Kisra Kodesh. There was Mutter and the Matatal, I feel it's called Tzarklal. Bring down the Tzarklal, the Lad Dafkal is a Kisra Kodesh and Oichum, so it's in all the utensils you have on the table, the Dir, and the Tashmish. The end of Alva, the Yesh, Machmim, I feel the Kalim, Elul, those are Machmir, even on these Kalim. So Mishmur brings down Machloikis, but what about all utensils that the Dir B'tash B'sham on the table? Is it Nichol in Oichlim and Kisvei Kodesh? There's no Kli Shem Lach L'Heter. So first let's start with Machmirim. Mishmur says, Yesh Machmirim. Who are they? It says in the Sha'atin, Kein Mashmur by Rambam. It's Mashmur that way in the Rambam. Where's the Mashmur that way in the Rambam? Because the Rambam says that everything of Maisa is Asur, it's not Machalik, and everything is, he says everything of Maisa is Asur except Kisvei. He's just not machalik, plain and simple. He's not machalik, and therefore everything is also. He only said, "What is mutter?" It's a group mekayma or mishalatim. Otherwise, he answered it. So the pashat the Rambam on the fact they did not give down this heter, nowhere this heter. Before the Rambam is arguing, he has no ma'amokim. The kitzur he has no ma'amokim for all these utensils. Come back to the sugya on daf mem gimel by the case of a tzala porto. Over there, the Gemara has different cases over there of what you can be matzel, what you can't be matzel. One of the cases over there in the sugya is kaifin kara al aner. The person covered with a plate on top of the ner. Case of the kara. It's one of the words the Mishnah Berurah bringing down. Those are being mekel at kara. The ma'am mokin that the Magen Mishnah, that the Beis Yosef is bringing down, this Indian, which was also, ma'am mokin is irashbo. And the Ramban on Daf Gimel. the case in that Gemara, one of the Gemara's cases is a kara, is a plate. So we see that the Ramban and the Rashba do not hold of it, because the Ma'amokim and this Isser is a case of a plate. That's number one. Number two is, even the other Gemara's cases, the Mishnah's case is putting a Kli to Mekabel the Shemin. Kli is the word of the Mishnah. No one of these Mechalik, which Kli, a plate will be Mutter, and Apla, will be Osir. So we see from the Ramban and the Rashba that they're saying that Lav Dafka, don't tell me Kor is Maisa Mutter. The Gemara's case is Kor, the Gemara's case is Kalim, all Kalim. The old Nichol and Shloshal Klal might be also be a category of Kli Shel Machal Heter. They point out, let's read the Ram. The Ram only has his Machlokes that Legami, the Maisel be also a Mutter. He ends off, however, Oichlim gets a Kodesh is Mutter. What's the end of? Those two, and that's it. The Medaik, read the Ram. I'm saying those two things are going to be Maisel Mutter, however, all utensils will be also. So you have the Pasha, the Ramban, we have a Ramban, we have a Rajbu, we have a Ram. The Ram case, when you bring down the Locha that Mecham itself be Mutter, he says, what case? He says Ka'aro, he says Sakin. He brings down the case of Mishavu wants to make it, and the Miri is saying those cases are also. The Kolbay, also the Eliab brings down, they're answering it. And they point out, go read the Mechaber. If you read the Mechaber, it's very nafir the Mishavu, read the Mechaber. Mechaber says, what's Mutter? Kitzvei Kodesh for Oichlin. That's it. That means all the utensils of the Mechaber are answering it. And therefore point out the Maim Mordechai, the Ben Ish Chayim, all this, read the Mechaber. The Mechaber is answering it. And they ask the Kasha, you Mishavu, you're not really being fair. You write the Mechaber. Vehudin in the Mechaber, he's saying the Mechaber is being Mekel. Mechaber is being Machmer. You know what? The Mechaber does not bring down the Shulda Geborim anywhere. It's not in the Ketzer Mishnah, it's not in the Beis Yosef, it's not in the Mechaber. There's no, he doesn't even bring it down to argue with, he doesn't even mention it. The only thing he brings down is Iran. The Oichlum Kitzer Kodesh and Mutter. And that means you read the Mechaber, Maisa is being Machmer. That means the Mechaber is being Machmer, who's Sosom like him? Tamoz being Machmer. Who's going like him? The Taz, the Mother of Om is being Machmer. But oid, what's the case of the Taz discussing Haki move Sakinim, Haki knives, Haki move it for, and Maisa is Slo Yitzar Klal. That's some Seifel. What are you saying is Slo Yitzar Klal? Nichol is Shulda Gevarim. What? Those Sakinim. No, any Sakinim that you move around, that's not Nichol in the original Gezerah. The Holy Spirit, Shulda Gevarim, the Sakinim, not Nichol in the original Gezerah. The most cases are Sakinim, it's not Nichol in the original Gezerah. That's the most case. The Gemara says only big knives, also small knives, if you're not worth nothing like Zera at all. So some sort of says, read the Taz. The Taz is saying it's also. No, the Sod of Shul Gemara said was not never nothing like Zera. So Gemara says, well, the three came never nothing like Zera. One of them is Sakinim. One of them is that case. The Taz still says Shul Sod of Klau. No, we'll get to the two stories over here. But the way how the Shul Gemara is saying, his Maramokim is, not Rashi, not Bishop Ru's Maramokim. His Maramokim is why he's not Nichol Nigzera. That's his Maramokim. Well, maybe I understand. Well, that's fair. So the Maestro says, it's Mundurik that way. The Maestro says, it's Taz. He says, it's Taz all that way. But you read among the Pleiskim, how you told the Mishavu came along. Who's our Pleiskim? You read the Tresh Sol, read the Chayodim, read the Graz, read the Kitzur. Those are our Pleiskim until came along the Mishavu. They haven't been mentioned on the side. They haven't been mentioned in the Shulda Gevarim. They left it straight as is. What? All came along Maestro also. And the Maestro even writes those cases. The Graz says, Koysin Ka'orah. The Chayodim writes Koysin Ka'orah. They write those places are also Shloy the Tzorah Klal, the black, white Chayodim and Kitzur. They write it often. With Beli Chaylik, without even Yesh Aymrim. Come along the Mishavu. He says, even Tzad Mechapi once say, no, Kaisim Gara is why Shulda Gevarim, and that's what the Achronim say. The Achronim, wherever Achronim were placed for Maisa, Rabbi Shem Maisa, not that way. Maisa, the Mishavu does say that way. Maisa, so who is the Mishavu? He says, it's the Shulda Gevarim, and the Shulda Shara Achronim. Who's the Shara Achronim? Maisa, I point out some doing that way in the Goyin. The Goyin, when he says, the Oichim, the Kitzah Kodesh is the Motor, who is he send you to? He don't send you to the Rana, send you to Taisus. Taisus case. So the going that way that he said that the going saying that way, the Behaita brings it down the page, the Taisus Shabbos brings down the Shulda Gevarim, all those, the Zeruah brings it down, they say, so they do bring down this Indian that the utensils that are Tadir Matash, the Maisa and Mimotur. So come down the Maisa, what's the loch of utensils? Again, Oichel and Kisa Kodesh is Motur. Kisa Shmach Tahat and the Maisa is only Shloit Sar Kalbi also. What about utensils? Tadir Matash, the Shmach Loikis. Really, we shouldn't place the Maisa or Machmor. However, once the Mishavu is Mekel that way, the Malach go that way, and really, you want to make it serious. First of all, the Rashi holds everything is Mutal Gamri. So for the Rashi Shita, we argue on that. Second of all, you have the Ocha Shulchan, Mitzatik, but Alma only be also. Right, you have Mishavu as being Mekel on cases of utensils of Tadir and Batashmish. So rather, that's unholy why we Mekel on things that are Tadir and Batashmish. Now, once you go that way, you start playing, what's Nichol and utensils? Again, we have a case of Eichel and Kitzvah Kodesh. We have utensils, and we have kalim. That means it comes out, Eichel and Kitzvah Kodesh, everything is mutter. We have utensils, machlokes apaiskim, we're not lahokol, and then we have klish machlokes lahetter. Once you start saying that, you have to really first, what's the lumdus behind those who want to be machmer, to stand the gedder, what's the lumdus to be machmer? Maisha Shildik Vama has a kash over here. He says, I'll bring your raya, must be mutter. Posh the kash, he says. Must be mutter. You know why? Because what happened? When the Chami made a gzeiro, they asked what all they seem to do in Batash, but you could use forks and knives and plates, you have to use your hands. What's his raya? How do you answer Shulk Gemara's raya first? How's the Machmim answering his raya? That's the Gemara was not Nichol original Gzeira. You know why it wasn't? A bringer raya wasn't Nichol original Gzeira. Because if Nechemia answered everything answered. So how do you eat on Shabbos? No plates, no forks, no spoons, no cups? Well, what's the answer back to Shulk Gemara's final? You think, a bringer raya, these things weren't Nichol to the Matash, but how in the world can you answer it? Nechemia answered it? That's a bomb kasha. What do you do with this kasha? The two ways the Achorim want to answer this kasha. One how Lozmei Horace, the back of the sugya, he wants to answer. And is Echlam, in the beginning, it was 100% mutter. You're right, it's Shulk Gevorim. But once we end off saying the Shulk Gevorim, also, we make a loy plug. We left everything as being equal. Everything is being equal. And if you want to say, Maisi, he says that's Pshat Rav Nechemia also, Rav Nechemia, how can you say to Dir Mitashmish? What do you mean, the Nichol Vidal Zera? No, we left with the loy plug. Okay. So one Mahalaf answer.
Why?
Oh, only Caleb. Caleb. Caleb might move all even. Caleb is Caleb. They left everything as being even. Kiddush. That's one way how you want to say it. He wants to be right from the Chemya. However, the other way how the Oilam points out, the other way, forget. The Betzin was a original Zayah on all Caleb. And they bring out, let's read Rashi. Rashi, the Gemara says, a tiru, three times. Rashi, the first tiru says, a tiru oid. What mean he tiru oid? They're more makel than what? It sounds like it was Xer before they were mati ready. They made nocha etu. What about Rashi, a tiru oid? They're mati even more. What's tiru oid they point out? Why they say before Shema Shor, Masha says, the Gemara is a kasha, according to Rav Nechemya, how the world you move Kalim on Shabbos clean off the table. The Gemara says, Rav Shari. Back to Masha, why is Rav Nechemya asking Rava before they do a mat the Kalim? It's kasha and Rava. How you, Rava, how do you clean off the table? How the world clean off the table before they mat it? Before Chazavati, how do they clean off the table? What do you mean, how? It was never Nechum and Zero. Elmai Masha says, no, all Kalim were Nechum and Zero. All your plates, all your silver, everything is different there, the Masha is saying. And the Kash and Rava. First they point out is before Shema Shah, Beduik, they went in Rashi, then Echlami, everything was Nichol and Gzeiro. Everything Nichol and Gzeiro, they ate with their hands. So
the two... Same thing.
So the way of the answer, Etam, there was Nichol Gzeiro. But what was the original Gzeiro? The three ways of saying it were the same aside, but what was the original Gzeiro? The Tila Dom says the original Gzeiro was that you cannot move anything Shalot Tzarekal. That was the original Gzeiro. And that came along and they wanted the two or the matter and that. That was the original Gzeiro. Shalot Tzarekal might be also. Well, the way the Grad says it over, he says the original Gzeiro was an all Kalim, but what? But the only was Mutter was whatever the Miyuchat for it. That's where the Nechemi came from. The Nechemi said, "I will have miyuchet for the ma'aseh mutter." You know, and that was the original gzeira. The cups and plates you allowed to use was miyuchet. Otherwise, more than that, you couldn't do that. The way the Yadavit says it over, also there was the original gzeira. But what's a gufa is mutter? Tzarek mekayim is also came along and tzarek mekayim the ma'aseh be mutter. Those are a few ways saying the same beside. The Nechemi all kill him with Nechemi gzeira. Just not you couldn't use it. There are different ways of using it. Either there it was shlosh tzarek be also, or tzarek mekayim was also, or tashmish be miyuchet was the only thing that was mutter. But those are the ways just to answer Shulda Gemara's kasha. Mice again, the machlok is applied to by all the utensils. The mishabur, the mice is mekel. The hunger seems to be to lekulo. The question is, what nichol in this case? For example, what about the clothing on Shabbos? Clothing, can you move it for no reason at all? You have glasses on the table. You move them up and down. That's called nichol getter. Clothing or tachshitim. You have jewelry. What is that nichol and getter? And it's not very clear. There are. That's Mechud, it's four different sheetahs over here what to do. Four different sheetahs, what the loss of clothing is. First, there's the four Shemiri, already the Miri says that you have a beged outside of the sun, it's not in the ghetto of Tzarek al Kach, we bring it inside. The Miri says the beged is also. But Chayotam, he writes, what is Nichol Shlo Tzarek al? He writes Begodim, he writes black, white Begodim. Well, mice, if you think about it, from them it's not really Chlorayah, because the Chayotam says there's no head of utensils at all. Maybe hold no head to be tent to the wall. They don't hold this hatter. So the Maisa, those from bring down the Miri and the Chayodom, Yesh lo din v'tzaraya at all. First of all, the Meiri doesn't hold any. They don't hold the tater. That's Aleph. But Maisa, that's one shita. They ask it straight out the Godin. And those who go fakaret the taino that to be make a godim, Avazin says the Maisa begodim is mutter. The Maisa Avazin holds utensil on mutter. Say v'kasi, and therefore he holds begodim is mutter. Then those who switch around. Those who are makel on begodim are a makel on begodim but a machma on your on utensils. Those who forget or who are machma on utensils and makel on utensils or machma by begodim, they switch. I mean, they're kind of the four sheetahs. Where exactly you put begodim? The some are more makel on utensils, some more machma. Some say the same, and therefore both are also. Some say the same, therefore both are mutter. Those are the four sheetahs going on over here. What's the svara that says better than utensils? So first, b'chaim no, he passes utensils are also. Yet Reb Chaim Noh says begodim l'maisa mutter. That's how the Yashiv Shabbos they go that way. They say utensils are osir. I'm clothing is mutter. And what's the svara for it? Come on, the Yashiv explains that utensils are something to use for you. We don't have a non guf. Things that have a non guf that's part of the, that your guf hadov is hanging off. It's like oichel. Why is oichel mutter? One said instead of oichel is mutter because you're eating it hanging off to your guf. Things that are having a knot to your guf are straight onto you and not being just being mishamish you. Not like a kli being mishamish, taking things one place to another. They're having a no guf, you want a not skufus, therefore want to tie that's nichel and get of oichlin. It's not nichel and get of utensils. Upon this svara, he got to write his case over there is takshitim also. So he that's also, you have to explain why this is a not guf. So I can hear this from my wife's nipple, but the goof has no out of it. After that, sharing those with Mama Shafa, I guess, that all things are things that to do in Batash versus Motor, and Maisa, however, these things, the Maisa can be a Fakir, can be also. Yeah, for example, the Bina the Masham and the Abdi Yosef, others that say that the Fakir, that these things, the Maisa, can be more Machmer. So again, what kind of what the Godamar, the four different Sheetahs, again, either it's the same thing as the utensils, both are also, both are Motor. Or begodim are better, or begodim are worse. That means the same thing they discussed by glasses. Kimuah the chul be the same for different shitas. Maisa those who say it's black white it's mutter. The Eish Lavrom says like oichlum the buchacho. The Ravosa says no problem. Tashani the Orchot Shabbos Shmir Shabbos says like utensils. She utensils give out machloekes the place. Mishmuah is Maisa Mekel. Same thing discussed by a watch. What exactly is a watch? What category is it? Utensils? Is it oichlum is kli shmak leheter? Another case discussed. What about the furniture? Can you move your chair? Can you move your bench? Also, Machloikis, Maisa Loch Kamen's case is can you move your reitim, your furniture in the shul, Mosh Shabbos, he says Nichol, in the category of Plishim Achle Heter. So you can Machalik and Maskim, but Maisa are those who are Machmer, the Yaki Yosef Shaman Hennessy says reitim are the Maisa Yapi Machmer, Maisa are those who are Makel, because you look in the Balamor, in the case when he discusses the things that are Nichol in Taisa's case, there's Koisk or Rav Shulchan. One of those cases is a table. If you want to wear a table like Taisa's, put a Balamor, the floor will be Mutter. Fine, these are shailas. What really comes out is what is in these utensils, Maisa, what's the law in this case of these utensils? So really, it could be really depends what the svar, where they're coming from. What's nichol is that the utensil? Why is the mutter, why is the lasser? So look among the svar, there seems to be different mahalchim, and therefore I think they argue mamish, where it's coming from, what this other hatter is. The Rebbe Rashi says it's the Dian B'tashmish. Mishavu brings down to Dian B'tashmish. Therefore, the Rashi says anything to Tadir Matashmish, the Maisa is Mutter. That's together. Now, how do you find Tadir Matashmish? The cases are things on the table. I'm not sure what you do with clothing. How do you look at it? I'm not sure what we do with the pots and pans on the counter, not Tadir Matashmish. Tadir Matashmish is constantly all the time on the table. Taish is the way it says, things in lab and kibble. Taish will come between make kibble and not make kibble. That means start clearing what nickel to get make kibble. Things in lab kibble or not nickel, it will not work down. Therefore, you have to know which furniture the Maisa in the case over there is. What are the cases of your shulchan, what a case of cups, make kibble, not make kibble, maisa, cup is a make kibble. Still, you have to know what to do with the words of make kibble are. The third mahalach they're going with is the Baal Mor Shita, that he says anything is miyuchad only for heter, it's not possible for iser, that's also nichol in the category of, about it not made a gzera upon it. For example, a table is only used for heter. Silverware is only used for heter, it's not shaykh iser, it's not made for iser, it's not miyuchad also for iser. The only thing you do with silverware is made to eat, that's what you do with it. That's this mahusa dover. They made an exam and somebody's not shaykh iser. Fine, it comes out, it could be that a coin table watch will have a problem on klishmak leheter. Why? Because the watch has iser, you push buttons with it, has use of iser to it. They have a coin table, it will not be a case of like oichlin. Why was it three different svaras? Fine. Arkan Maisa Klishim Lachahetu. Well, Maisa, what came out over here, the Maisa Yidit Sarak Toib, Maisa on Shabbos, there are cases that are Nichol get of Oichlin, like utensils. One Nichol get a category of utensils, Machol Yitzar Paiskim. Otherwise, some to move things for no reason, Maisa will be also on Shabbos. That's Arkan Klishim Lachahetu. It's getting late. This is what I want to finish off from last time. So we had a Klishim Lachla Isser. A Klishim Lachla Isser, the Maisa, we came out, there are seven things you have to clear. Kli, Shimlatoy, Isser, Gufay, Mekoyme, Mechal, and Tzel. Six of them we went through. The seventh one that we didn't go through, Aloha. What's Aloha, Mechamel, and Tzel? So first, Aloha, Be'ekli, Mechamel, and Tzel, Maisa, also Be'ekli, Shimlatoy, Isser. There are two different cases in the Gemara we see. The Gemara in Kufchav Dalet is discussing a case, Mechamel, and Tzel, get ruined by the sun. A second case, not get ruined by the sun, but someone's going to break it. The Gemara in Kufchav Dalet on Be'ekli says, get broken or get lost. Since either case is a tzarech techeif, it's not a tzarech you, it's nichol and the chumah mecham letzel. The reason Mechaber is very clear that way. He says two cases. He says, why, when's mecham letzel osir? He says, av mecham letzel, or in the case of mevnei shiur, shishabai, ignor, it's also osir. So you have two cases to osir by klish lmach l'isir. When it's a tzarech techeif, it's either mecham letzel, like mokuf of dal v'manalaf, or it should not get broken or get stolen, it's also nichol in the chumah of mecham letzel. Those are first two cases. The Tama Dabar why Mecham Letzel is also, we mentioned last time, that the Meiri Lashlom and the Meiri says why it's not Nichol again with Tzarek Shabbos, it's only Tzarek Chol, therefore it's also. The Shita L'Ram, the Ritzah said, Mitzarek Tzar Shaboy, Shlom Azam won't say, but see if the Isser, that is come to do a Maisa Malacha with him. Fine, but Maisa, that's why it's also. Fine, clear, Maisa Mecham Letzel is also, however, you just know the three basic criteria the place can bring down, they seem to agree with, and staying together sometimes. Let's say you have a tape recorder out in the sun, or you're afraid someone's going to go steal it. How exactly do you bring it in? Please, Shemak, listen, what do you do in such a case? So first, one eighth of the Mishnah Berurah, passes like the Prima Godom, Hagam, those are arguing with the Vegar, the passes like the Prima Godom, it says, the klal, very important, the klal, any kli that's mutter tzarekuf mekoimai, al day akum is mutter mecham letzel. Go ask your girl to go do it. Therefore, anytime you have a tape recorder, anything that a kli, Shemak, listen, no problem, lechatchila, pamole, go tell the guy, do me a favor, go bring it inside, nam tzarek tzom, it's not in until the mutter. No problem. That's one very basic heter. A second basic heter is the way how the Magavram brings down from Yishalmi, maybe asking for Fafdal and Beis. Iromo, you want to bring in your tape recorder inside, you have no way, there's no guy around, what do you do? It says the Magavram, very simple. Do Iromo, say you decide you need a place, say you need the tape recorder, crack it up. Whatever it is, make a Iromo, Tzarek Gufoy, or Tzarek Makayim, says the place, the Chai Odom is very clear, Iromo is more to side Tzarek Gufoy, side Tzarek Makayim. And therefore, once you do a Roma, once it's in your hand, go put it wherever you want. The lot is, once books in your hand, go put it wherever you want. Do a Roma, my sister's mutter. Now, this is a Roma.
We have to be
real tired. I want to eat nuts. I'm going to eat the nuts now. We eat the nuts. I can decide to go eat nuts now. So I'm going to take the hammer, go crack my nuts, and then
yeah,
what's in my hand, go put it wherever I want.
Yeah, something that's
No, Echlami, you have to follow the Mishnah Berurah. If you have another option, you can go. If you have no nutcracker, a juicy nuts, go take your hammer, go inside, go crack your nuts.
Yeah,
the tape recorder is not a good example. A hammer, I think is a good example. Let's say you have no nutcracker, and only have a hammer. Maisa, this heter, agav of aroma, is it in all cases, or only in case of hefsid? The Orcha Shulchan writes that this mog aroma is docked by case of hefsid. Now, the Orcha Shabbos says case of aroma in all cases, not even case of hefsid. Some want the house to be clean, do aroma. Maisa, I spoke to him and I wrote to him. I told him before that Shulchan the Paiskim is the only case of Hefsit. He didn't say he didn't change it. I don't know why. He left it as is. But Maisa, Pashin, this head of Rama is only a head of by Machm Hefsit. That's all we see it by. We don't see it any more than what the Shulchan says. Clearly, only with Machm Hefsit. The Rabbanim brings down only with Machm Hefsit. You don't have this head of Rama by other cases. Now, a third head that we see by a case of Mecham Letzel is that, let's say you want to save it now. You want to take the hammer inside now, but you don't need the hammer now, but you need it later on Shabbos to crack your nut. So the place can, the sir, that's not Nichol Mecham Letzel. You let us save Mecham Letzel if you need the clean on Shabbos. Why? Because if when it comes 5 hours later and you want to crack your nut and the hammer got stolen already, it's gone already. So why are you moving it inside? That's not Mecham Letzel. You're doing it, why? So you can use it later on. That's Tzarkuf Mecham Letzel. You don't, or it's going to rain and ruin your thing. You're allowed to move it right now. So come down to the three attempts Mecham Letzel. It can't come up all the time. One is either Goy, one is either Roma, or one when you meet later on Shabbos, it's not Nichol Mecham Letzel, it's Nichol and Tzarek Gufoy and Smotu. But Adkam Mecham Letzel. Now, those are seven things you have to clarify. Klishmak Le'Isser. There's one very basic thing. What happens is not Nichol in these categories. What happens not mechama motzel and it's not the case of tzarakuvu and not the case of tzarak mekaymayim? There seems to be an in-between case of placing this garment. For example, a person has a pot on the counter on Shabbos, wants to move it. Why? It's not nice there. I don't want it to be there. Can I take this pot and put it away, put it in my sink, put it in the cupboard? Maisa is a tzarak ufay? No. Is it tzarak mekaymayim? No. Is it mechama motzel? No. It's neither one. It's shatz rochem. Which one is it? Is it going to be nichol in the category of mechama motzel that you can't put away your pot? Or is it nichol in tzarak ufay mekaymayim and I can't put away the pot? Which one is it? And Batam, the diuk is, there are two diukim. Is the heter the dafko tzarak ufay mekaymayim and if it cannot put away the pot? That's one way to medayik. Or if I care it. The iser is mechama motzel, we're doing mitzarek mechayfis. And here what? I want to put away the pot inside myself. So that, what is it, what's the main side? Is the iser mecham latzel? Or no, the heter tzarak ufay mekaymayim. Okay, putting away a pot is like no man's land. I just want to put it away. It's not. It's neither one. Which one is that?
We want to get their found, I guess.
Oh, right. So first, the Maholid HaPoiskim, there are those who are Machmen, those who are Mekul. Numerous Poiskim, whether the Shitra given out, at least 10 different Poiskim will Maisa Machmen. They come from different Makaris to be Machmen. Once why they come along to be Machmen is that, just like we were Medayik by Klishim Lach Lehetar, that you need a Tzarech Toiv, it's only over here, but it's Mecham Latzel, the Maisa, it's also, we allowed to need a good Tzarech, and the Diyik by Klishim Lach Lehetar was what? The Gemara is only Matar, still certain levels. It says the Chiddush Ran, what's the Raya? The Gemara is Matar. Gufay, Mekayim, Mecham Latzel, but they were not Matar more than that. So the Ran is saying, what is the Yisoyin? The Ikka point is what the Gemara is Matar. That's what the Gemara answers. The Ran is saying the Ikka point, what the Gemara is Matar. The Gemara is Matar, like Klishim Lach Lehetar, Matar Chama, Matar Gufay, Mekayim, but not Shloitz or Klal, there's no Hetar here, says the Ran. That's your side. So he also was mutter. Gufay Mekayim is mutter. But put away your pot, Samazoy, that's not nichol heter. So first they come from the Ran. They receive from the Ran. The main point of the sugya is, what was the heter? That's a tzarek of Mekayim, not Samu to put away your pot. That's Aleph. What's that to be machmer? The second Ma'amokah comes to be machmer, by a pot, says Mishmur, you know why I can put it away? It says, the Bialach, why is that Shari? It bothers me. I want to put it away. So the Mishmur thing, the only heter you have is that Shari. The halacha says that's his answer. Don't say because I want to put away nichlum tzarek mekaymai. Not nichlum tzarek mekaymai. I want the place not to be there. I want to be in the way. I want this place to be clean. So the mishmuru, no way. Rav Shuri, what tzarek mekaymai? Elamai, not tzarek mekaymai. But that's Rav Nechemia. No, the Gemara says that heter. That's Rav Nechemia. The mishmuru took it from Rav Nechemia to us. We have a heter tzarek mekaymai. It's not nichlum heter tzarek mekaymai. A third Ma'amokim, Debatinan says, let's face it, something to the sun, tape recorder, often moving in to get stolen. Now, does that bother you? It can bother you a lot. You've lost a lot of money, someone stole it from you, it's going to get gone, get ruined in the rain. It's going to bother you. The lochas, I stress you cover Shabbos, earning Shabbos, not allowed to. It's sort of a chayfis. So take the pot and put it away. Why? Because you like it that way? We see we don't go after your emotions. We see that we don't. It's but you're saying, but Elmai, what do you have? You think it's I need it. It's I need the thing over here. It's not me. We don't look at you. I don't need the place, Betsim. Do I need the place? I'm not using the counter. I'm not using the place in the counter. I'm not using the place. I just want the place to be clean. It's my emotion. If we care about your emotions, we'll do Mecham Latzel also. That's the Sadamah.
You can't enjoy the place.
What?
You can't enjoy the place.
I'm not. So what? But if I care about emotions, that's a svar. Those are three svaras in Machmer. Let's get away. So I don't want to keep everyone. I tell the Sheni, those who might still want to make all, they want to tie no. First of all, what is the chilbis in Tzarek Gufay and Tzarek Mekayimai versus Mecham Latzel? The tie towards Tzarek Gufay and Mekayimai is what? The things that the Maestro I need. I need a smokum, I need the chavis. I'm going to use it, but I need it for myself. Mecham Latzel is inside the chavis Shabbai. The chavis can get ruined, and if it's inside the chavis. The chil between the two levels is what mitzav me versus mitzav the chayvitz. So if you understand the side of the chil against mitzav me versus the chayvitz, what I need versus what the chayvitz needs, I need the place to be clean. I want the pot to be put away. That's the chil. Guf mekayim does not mean mamsh guf mekayim. Means mitzav me. Mecham latzel means mitzav the chayvitz. I have nothing to do with it. You can destroy the table for it, but that's not negate to me. It's negate to the chayvitz. So it's mitzav me that mecham latzel. So guf mekayim, I want the mokum. It's mitzav me. Sorry? Oh, the Knesset be aloha. You'll answer the aloha. A second mamakana coming from, we discussed very last time, can you move a tefillin from the room, if you want to use the room, it's atashmesh, you want to move the, or the Yam Sofa says you're allowed to, it's nichol tzarech mekoymai, or the fan's blowing on you, if you're taking the fan and moving the fan away, the place can make it say you're allowed to, it's nichol tzarech mekoymai, it's blowing on you. Why? Because you want to use this malkum, and you're not happy the way how the malkum is right now, it's too cold for you right now. I can atashmesh, I can take my tefillin out. See, also, my is bothering me. I just like the fact the wind's bothering me, the pot's bothering me. I want the it's being left freely. Just like the wind's bothering me, what didn't you the wind of the fan bothering me, and the tefillin not let me use the room? Who did? What? Yeah. I'm enjoying looking at being empty. So I'm using it. I don't want the wind on me. I'm using this muffled air. My eyes, where my eyes are, there's a pot there. I don't want this. It's bothering me there. Not called Shabbos. Not Shabbos. Like this chair is this. This also, I'm sitting on a table and there's a pot there. There's a hammer at the end of the table. The table go on the table. I don't want it. It's not nice. When I'm sitting, it's not nice. I don't like it. The wind bothers me. What does it mean if it's the wind blowing or it's my eyesight? Which chush, who cares? Which chush is it? Well, it comes along with Matzaliyahu and Shuvah and says, bring it from the Rishonim. What? We'll get to the Moshe thing. We didn't get to Rafak yet. A third man welcome is a thought life of Tshuva. He comes along and says, let's read the Rishonim. The Rishonim is saying, why Muhammad tell us also? The Ma'oris, the Shlomo, the Meiri, the Betz was a Goyin. What's the wise also? Why is the Tzarek Chol? It's not Tzarek, Shabbat Tzarek Chol. The Tzarek Muhammad tell us, why save the Tabor Quarter? If there'll be no weekday, you won't save it, because there's no use Betz on my Shabbos. The only reason why you save the Tabor Quarter is why today, let be destroyed, who cares? I need it for a Sunday, I need it for Monday, I have to record Shia, I have to listen to Shia. That's what I need it for. I need it for the Chol. That's the Tzarek of the Issa says the Rishonim. So fine, so why am I moving the pot inside the chol? No, inside right now. The side that we showed him is saying Muhammad tell us also, because it's tzarek chol. It's no tzarek for it right now on Shabbos. I have a tzarek for it on Shabbos. That's the side of the makilim. The ma'aser what to do? Machlokes ha'poskim. How I think there could be this a where the simple well ma'aser ends off. Ma'aser you have a little more mukhsa. He says since you always can be stuck with the shiloh, he the ma'aser says Machlokes ha'poskim 4:4. He comes out and says that since my issue should be machmir, since you always have another way of moving these pots, to talk to the group or from the shab, since you have another eitzah, go do it with another eitzah. Maisa, if you really analyze it, there are two cases, and before there's a third case over here. There's one case that bothers you. Another case is that orkum coming inside busha. So one case is when, let's say, the case is the hammer is on the table, it bothers you. That maisa among the paiskim. The swarm was to be machmer, the chloish be machmer. Usually, you have another option of moving it. For those, especially by plishim machlelis issa, you always can do a romo. You always ways around to get a goyer. Well, there's always ways around to move the plishim machlelis issa. Tell them the goofy, tell them the tzad. You're asking on which side? We'll get to it later. Again, very late. I feel very bad. Fine. That's one case of mitzad being. Mafriya. There's another case mitzad busha, orchem coming busha. The Abtina wants mechalik. Wants to say, when's mafriya you? That's not nichul and you're sorry. He wants to say, if it's a busha, but avad is tzarech mekayim. The avad is mutar. Fine. I think there might could be the third case going on over here. We did not mention shayla, but what does tzarech gufay mean? Is tzarech gufay mitzad? Does a gufay means guf? Whose guf we're discussing over here? The guf of the chayfitz or the guf of the person? What tait was? Pasha tait. Tzarech gufay. Guf of the person. Guf of the chayfitz. Kamal Baruch HaShulchan, when he teaches a word, he says, Tzarech Mekoyma, he writes, Shalah Kli, Tzarech Gufay, Shalah Adam. Tzarech Gufay means not the Guf of the Chayvitz, it means the Guf of the person. The person needs it. Baruch HaShulchan says, Tzarech Gufay is the Guf of the Adam. And the Maaseh, the Medjer, Seichel Toiv, in Shemosh Perek Tazayin, he writes twice, what's the definition? He writes, the Tzarech Gufay means of the person. The Guf means the person. And Vazim Chuba says, the Tzarech Gufay means the Guf of the person. That's one way. Tzal Hasheni, Rashi, the Sugin, Chavavei, Chavav Gimel, Chavav Dalav, and numerous places, Rashi says, forget what Tzarek Gufa means? The Gufa Chayfetz. You need the Gufa Chayfetz. You read the Chayot on the ground, the Kitzim, the Shavua, the Pasha saying, Tzarek Gufa means the Gufa Chayfetz. Seems to be my clique, what does Tzarek Gufa mean? The Gufa, what's the Gufa, is the pronoun going back in the noun? What's the noun over here? Is the noun the person, or the noun the Chayfetz? Ken Zayn, we're discussing over here that when this Malkum is popped on the counter, is it Nichol Tzarek Mekoyim, not Tzarek Mekoyim? Let's play another shiloh. There's nifl tzarech gufay. Bir adover. There's a fascinating shiloh about moving fans. Again, if it's blowing you or not, so those are only machmir, making the place say, if it's blowing on you, it bothers you, you let them move it away. Ketula Shabbos has letters in the back to Shlomo Zalman and to Moshe. Shlomo Zalman says you can move the fan away. You know what? It's tzarech mekoymai. But Moshe says you can move the fan away. No, he didn't start off gufoi. It's like it hits you in the face. Tzarech mekoyma, and you want to know why kedin tzarech gufoi. So Shammai Yenison says kedin tzarech gufoi is la'davka min tzarech mekoyma. If you think about it, Baruch Shulchan says what tzarech gufoi means tzarech adam. Maybe moving it away is nichol whatever my needs are, and if my need, I don't want to blow on me. It's not tzarech mekoyma. It's nichol get a tzarech gufoi. Can't say. Especially if you understand the story like the Miris Nashlama, the whole story of Shabbos, tzarech Shabbos, that means tzarech my tzarech. Tzarech gufoi can be mitzad my tzarech. Maybe there could be another reason why. Again, what moving a pan away, is that tzarech mekoyma machlokes? Maybe tzarech gufoi. Because tzarech gufoi means my tzarech. I don't want it there. That's my desire. Maybe it's not tzarech gufoi. With this, if you say that way, the ma'aser, the one bring down a Moshe, he's machmeh, they can actually be half the Shabbos. Some kabbalah brings him down. He's machmeh even tzapusha, even tzad machrioloi. Read the what was istra a Moshe, yesh l'chalek. Istra a Moshe, if you have a pen on the table and you want to move it away, why is it not covered Shabbos? Then the chunzach mekaymli. Doesn't ask mitzad that bothers you. Doesn't ask mitzad that bothers you. Stop, it's not covered Shabbos. Moshe answers back, that's not tzach mekaymli, because gufa is forget. Gufa, what's covered Shabbos? Not to move things on Shabbos. He answers, what? You want matter of covered Shabbos? That's not covered Shabbos. Covered Shabbos is not to move things on Shabbos. Maybe Moshe agrees, if it bothers you, maybe that's tzach gufa. Maybe it's a busha, maybe it's tzach gufa. The case that you have in the if me was what? I want to move out covered Shabbos. That's tzarech mekoyma. That's not covered Shabbos. I don't want to move it. It's how I want to move it. That's what Shlomo Rosh says back. That's good with covered Shabbos. Not to move it. That's what Moshe says. But who says that Moshe be machmir in the case of busha? Who says machmir? But machmir is a tzarech gufoi. So what's the down in the fan? A fan of Moshe is not a tzarech gufoi. Maybe he's moving the thing also tzarech gufoi. It bothers me. What's the chiluk? Maybe the only time Moshe being machmir is why? Because Moshe, what you ask me, first say. Tzarech Shabbos, Tzarech Shabbos, that's not there, that's not there, don't move it. That's not, then, but yeah, there's good with Tzarech Shabbos. They're not asking about bothers, they're not asking those words
why
aren't there.
Why is Shabbos?
So make, you tell me it's covered Shabbos, I forget covered Shabbos, I have it there. Yes, it's covered Shabbos, what you ask me, I'm answering you. Fine. The Pasha's not the way, that's why the Machmir bring down, Moshe is being Machmir, they all bring down Moshe. Oh, Shabbos bringing down, right? All bring down the Moshe being Machmer. Not only being Machmer, on that case, being Machmer, the case being Mafriya and Busho. Even those ones between Mafriya and Busho. Fine. Yesh Lodim, that's so enough. Fine. Myself, next year you'll learn Klisha Machmer Heter. Klisha Machmer Heter, there's no chance of Heter.
If
I can get through, yeah. Just
tell him, you want me to save it?
Yeah, tell him
first. Did you want me to save it?
Yeah, make sure I got it.